Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 6 o'clock, JJ and his Odds On Sports Show will come your way. Tommy Lugauer in Manhattan and Ernie Acosta somewhere in Westchester. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you?
Well, I'm all right, man. Yesterday, we were talking about brutal Giant losses to the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember that? Oh, my God. Well, you could take last night, and you could put it right up there, because that was as painful, as brutal, as awful a loss as you can have. It's changed the entire complexion of this season. And I got to tell you, if I'm a Giant fan, I can't look at Evan Engram. I can't look at him.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. If he, to me, it comes down to really that play. I mean, that, we could talk about everything else in this game. There's a lot we could talk about, you know, 21-10 lead with, you know, under 5 minutes to go and the defense giving up two touchdowns at the end. Well, we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. The turnover, the fumble by Jones on the last drive, whatever you want to talk about. The play, the killer play in this game, is the third down pass to Evan Engram, where he's wide open down the sideline at 21-16, right around the two-minute mark, whatever it was, and he dropped it. And that was the game. The game was over. If he catches that pass, they win. I mean, that's it. It's as simple as that.
That's why we can talk, and we will, about everything else they did that contributed to this god-awful loss, and all of it's going to be fair. I mean, think about the amount of brutal penalties the Giants committed that really cost themselves in this game. We could talk about all that.
They also got away with one. Logan Ryan got away with a big pass interference call on that fourth down.
No doubt.
Attempt in the end zone when you know they said incomplete and turnover on downs.
Yep, so that would have changed everything, because they would have had a first and goal from the one, and they probably punch it in.
Yep.
But if Evan Engram, who all we've heard about for the last half a couple of years is this guy's going to break out, this guy's going to be a star, first round pick, if he catches a perfect pass from Daniel Jones, if he holds on to it, nothing else matters. The game is over, and we are talking about the Giants in a very different light this afternoon than we're going to. He cost them the game. Simple as that.
There's no other way to say it. I couldn't agree more, bro. And remember, he also cost them an interception earlier in the game, too, on a ball that, I mean, Jones threw the ball hard, but the ball hit Engram in the hands and it bounced off for a pick.
I don't know who you blame on that one, because, it is off of his hands. Daniel Jones also threw him like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
From relatively close range.
From close range. Not sure that one's on Evan Engram, but what I do know is on third and six, that was on Evan Engram.
Oh, I mean, it was a great play call by Garrett.
Yeah.
He called the play to try to put the game away. It was a tremendous call. And Jones, you know, Ingram can't be any more open, and Jones couldn't have handed it to him any better than he put it out there.
No question about it. But surrounding all of that, surrounding that one play that could have iced the game, there are so many other things. And I want to start with one specific penalty, because there's a lot of penalties this team committed that really contributed to this. But right after Evan Ingram can't hold on to the football, and by the way, everybody knew the Giants were going to lose this game at this point. That's what I felt. No way.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's funny. You and I talked about this earlier today. I never felt good for the Giants in this game, even when they're up 21-10. I got to tell you, I still was like, I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
Well, you know why? And I felt the same way, and I'm pretty sure most Giant fans did, because you're just sitting there waiting for the other shoe to drop, because it does when they're in Philadelphia. I mean, this is the third straight game in Philadelphia where they've had a significant lead, a two-score lead, and they've blown it. Last year, they were up 17-3. The year before that, they were up 19-3. If you remember the game in 2017, they weren't up by a lot, but they were up by a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and that was the Jake Elliott 61-yard field goal game.
Right.
So they have found ways.
Couldn't make a 29-yarder last night, Jake Elliott.
I know, and that changed the game in a huge way, too, by the way.
Sure.
Because if he kicks that field goal at the end of the first half, Doug Peterson is also coaching things very differently down the stretch. For example, on fourth and goal from the three, if it's a 14-13 game as opposed to a 14-10 game, he's probably kicking a field goal.
Well, he could have kicked the field goal there too. I mean, I was thinking about that as well when he went for that, and that was again the Logan Ryan pass interference, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that was the
same
play.
Could have kicked the field goal there too.
He could have. Look, Doug Peterson made plenty of mistakes in this game. The Philadelphia Eagles made plenty of mistakes in this game.
I mean, bro, the first half, they're up 10-7, where they could have, I mean, they controlled the ball. They got the opening drive. They walk. They go down the field 75 yards. They hit the fourth down play to get the first down. They're up 7-0. I mean, they had the ball the whole half. It was unbelievable. I mean, and they only had 10 points. I mean, how many times were we in the red zone? They got 10 points.
Well, first of all, the Wentz interception, James Bradbury,
was
brutal.
That was bad. Yep.
And they missed out on a lot of red zone opportunities.
They did.
I mean, I think they got to the red zone 7 or 8 times yesterday. And
they dominated the time of possession in the first half.
They sure did. Absolutely. But after the Evan Ingram drop, I mean, we're all expecting the worst. But if you're Corey Ballantyne, who ain't that good to begin with, all right, let's be nice. He's also the same guy that was clueless on what could have been a huge play early on a fake punt when, you know, really Joe Judge was – I don't know if he was confusing himself, but he wasn't sure if they were going to punt or not. So he had the offense on the field, then he takes the offense off the field, and they're like, you know what, we're going to punt. And because of that, it causes all this confusion on the Eagles side.
No question.
Where Corey Ballantyne's running down the field completely wide open, and Riley Dixon's trying to get his attention.
Right. And Dixon was dead, you know, like almost trying to get Judge's attention, too, saying, you want me to throw him the ball?
Yeah. Well, Corey's got to realize. The problem is Corey had no idea what was going on.
No idea. He was oblivious to the fact that there's nobody in front of me. I mean, think a little bit too. You know what I mean?
And he's the same guy after the Ingram drop. Giants are now punting the ball away. Hey, you know what? Pin Philadelphia back in their own territory. Play some defense. They have to score 6 in this situation because they missed the 2-point conversion. And Ballantyne commits that brutal helmet-to-helmet penalty that set Philadelphia up at the 30-yard line.
You
basically handed them yards with only 2 minutes to go in the game.
Well, you know, a couple things, too, and you're right about Ballantyne, but I just want to talk about the Giant defense for a minute because I thought the Giant defense, for the most part, really played well. I mean, they did. They got after Wentz all night long. Wentz made some weird decisions. How about that play where Wentz is pushed out of the pocket, runs to the right, and throws the ball completely over the other side of the field. Now, it turned out to be an incompletion. The receiver actually got his hands on him.
Almost caught it, yeah.
What was that?
I'm in the backyard, and I don't give a crap. That's what that is.
Oh, my God.
That would drive me nuts if I'm an Eagle fan, watching that kind of garbage.
Well,
this guy's been in the league
long enough.
Well, there
was a lot of things in this game with Wentz that, you know, it made you shake your head a little bit. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, let's be honest about it. But I thought their defense played well overall. The problem, I thought, at the end of the game was the defense was on the field so much. I think it eventually just, you know, they got burned out at the end of this game. I really think that was part of it.
Well, it may have been. It may have been. And
didn't help them.
They're given this just absolute gift after the Logan Ryan defensive hold, which I got to tell you, I wasn't a huge fan of that call. But Kelce is called for an obvious face mask penalty.
Obvious.
Well, great call. I mean, obvious.
Oh, no, like no, no. There was no doubt. No doubt about it. He puts him back to the eight, from like the 2 to the 18-yard line or wherever it was.
And you think you've been given a gift from the gods if you're the Giants. Because one thing about this defense, and you're right about it, they've been bend but don't break.
Yep.
And now they've got a chance to bend as much as you can and not break. And one play later, Boston Scott, who is going to live
your
in Giant infamy. Yes.
Your guy. You had him in fantasy. He gave you some fantasy points last night with that touchdown.
He did. He was a very productive fantasy player last night. No question about it. You know who wasn't a productive fantasy player last night?
Evan Ingram?
Well, no, worse, Devontae Freeman, who got hurt.
He also got hurt. He winds up getting hurt.
But
Goldman had a pretty good – Wayne Goldman actually played pretty well last night.
Oh, especially on that last drive. I thought –
the 97-yard drive, no doubt.
Well, even on the last drive before the Ingram drop, first down goes for 14. First down goes for 10. He was doing a pretty good job of starting to eat into that clock.
Right.
Then they finally keyed on him and stopped him, which set up that 3rd and 5, and then obviously the Ingram drop.
Right. He played well. Goldman had a good game.
He certainly did. But right after the face mask penalty, one play later.
I think Peppers is the guy he beat down the sideline there.
That was the guy. He got a one-on-one matchup with Jabril and just flat-out beat him.
And Wentz put the ball – Wentz, he can make you crazy, but he put that ball right on the money, too.
He did. It was a great throw.
That was a perfect throw.
And nobody, not even the Jones family, nobody thought that, with 40 seconds to go and no timeouts, Daniel Jones was leading the Giants down the field. Nobody thought that.
Eagle pass rush, too, was after him all night, too. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, he put a lot – Both defenses put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks in this game.
Well, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the Eagle offensive line is a mess. And number two,
Andrew Thomas is
a disaster. I mean, that's just the reality. That's the reality. Doesn't mean he's going to be a disaster forever.
I'm not
saying he's a bust, but right now, Joe, he ain't any good.
Well, I was surprised he didn't get replaced in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, and there were times in this game, and I don't know how many sacks officially he was, was credited to give
two.
Up. It was only two because he looked like a turnstile for a while in his game.
He was awful.
And I was surprised they didn't go to Pert. I was surprised. He played the whole game, Thomas.
I was very
surprised by that.
Pert was only on the field for like 5 or 6 snaps.
This whole
Joe Judge, we're going to get guys in and out. Well, that wasn't the case last night.
Right.
Andrew Thomas was out there, and he wasn't good.
He was bad.
And look, we always have to caution ourselves. We do it as Jet fans and look at the reward Quinnen Williams has certainly given the Jets this year. It is early in his rookie season, a rookie season that featured no training camp, him moving from right tackle to left tackle. Remember, he was going to be the right tackle, all that. And I get it. I understand that. But right now, he is playing awful at left tackle for the New York Giants. That's the facts. Doesn't mean he's going to be terrible forever. It doesn't mean he's going to be Eric Flowers, though I've already heard that term and name brought up.
Eric Flowers actually playing pretty well for the Dolphins, to be very honest about it.
He's better. He's a better player.
He's starting, I'll say that. We're not seeing every Dolphin game, and he can't go by last week.
So. And he's not playing left tackle either, by the way.
No, that is true. They got to play in guard. They got to play inside.
Yeah. Yep, he's playing inside. Andrew Thomas has been bad. That's just the reality of it. And this was just such a blown opportunity. They had it in their hands to be right in the middle of this lousy NFC East, and they blew it. And that's the thing that's tough to swallow on this Friday if you're a Giant fan. They blew it. They were right there.
Big play in this game, too, that we have overlooked a little bit at 21-10, that play where Wentz hits, Hightower, for about 60 yards down the right sideline. That set up the touchdown and made it 21-16.
Well,
I forget who he beat on that.
I'll tell you exactly
who. That was a big play in the game, too.
I'll tell you exactly who he beat because this sequence was monstrous, and I'm glad you brought it up. So he hits Hightower for 59 yards against Lewis. All right, that's the guy he beat.
Right, that's right, right, right.
And
right.
the play before that was a B.J. Hill sack that would have set up a 3rd and 15.
Yes.
But they called an illegal contact on Lewis, which gave Philadelphia the first down. Next play, Hightower, 59 yards, sets him up for the Greg Ward touchdown.
Yep.
That illegal contact was a killer penalty
big one.
In this game.
Yeah, big penalty. No question. Killer penalty.
You're looking at the difference between 3rd and 15, Eagles from their own 17, with about 5 minutes to go, and it's still 21-10, like you said, still a 2-score game. Instead, First down on 27. Next play, 58 yards, 59 yards to Hightower. That's an absolute killer. Look, you lose a game like this, you lose a 21-10 lead with about, you know, 4 minutes to go, whatever it was, you're going to have things like that. You're going to have a list of things like that that cost you, and that's certainly one of them.
Yeah. No, no question about it. No doubt, bro. How about Jones's run? How about that? I mean, what do you think happened? You think he ran out of gas there? What do you think happened there?
Well,
you got the turf monster got him?
I mean, what'd you – Look, let me say this about
him. They didn't score a touchdown anyway, so it didn't matter. But
yeah, I don't know what history is going to say about that run, okay? But history should say nothing about that run outside of the spectacular speed Daniel Jones showed, okay? Because, A, they scored a touchdown.
They did.
Right?
They did.
B, him falling down had no impact on the game. And so while it was funny in the moment, I just don't want everybody to overrate it because I've seen too many times in this town events get just blown out of proportion. Wow.
No, you know? The butt fumble comes to mind.
Of course.
That's the king of blown out of proportion.
Completely blown out of proportion.
And I even got to see it brought up last week when Marcus May makes an interception by holding a ball to his butt, and I got to hear that.
Right.
That's got to be brought up, even by Costello, no less.
I know.
Really?
And it drives me nuts because when you really think about it, the Jets stunk. That play, yes, it was embarrassing.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the fact the Patriots were going to destroy the game.
Nothing to do with the game at all, except another infuriating turnover that the Jets seem to get without winning games.
Absolutely. Now, if Daniel Jones fumbled that football, okay? He fumbled it, ball bounces around.
Right.
It's fair game.
Yep.
I don't know what happened with Daniel Jones. Look, he's not used to running 75, 80 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
It's very abnormal, especially when you look at the history of the NFL and some of the longest runs we've ever seen. If anything, it was an impressive run, and it's a reminder how good this kid is when he uses his legs. And it's a reminder that Jason Garrett needs to dial up more. Mm-hmm. I always find myself watching Daniel Jones. We could kill him for the turnovers, which we should. It's brutal. But every game, I feel like, use his legs more.
Yeah. Deion Lewis had a big turnover, too. Let's not forget that fumble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the first time he touched the ball, Deion Lewis turned the ball over. Let's not forget that. Now,
that was negated
by the Bradbury interception, but still, you know?
The Lewis fumble was actually right before the Elliott missed field goal.
Oh, is that what it? Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. You're right. I'm getting my turnovers mixed up. That's right.
No, there were
plenty. The interception off of Ingram's hands, that preceded the interception by Bradbury. Am I correct?
That kind of wiped that one away.
That's right. The Deion Lewis fumble set up the missed field goal by Elliott. Right.
And that was so significant because in the moment of this game, you watch a football game and you think, oh, my God, this could be the play we're talking about the next day for an hour. I thought that Deion Lewis fumble was going to be the play because, first of all, I thought the Eagles were going to score a touchdown. I mean, remember, they were set up at the Giant 11-yard line.
Right.
And Wentz had a couple of opportunities in the end zone. I think he went after Fogle maybe two or three times. And they had to settle for a field goal, which would have been huge. And Elliott missed it. I mean, a chip shot. What was it, 29 yards? Whatever
29.
It was.
29.
So as bad as that Deion Lewis fumble was, and it was awful, luckily for the Giants, it kind of gets wiped away.
Yeah.
But the Jones run, like, I look at it more as a positive than laughing about the fact that he couldn't finish the deal.
No,
it was
I'm just saying, no, it was a great run. And, luckily for him, they did score a touchdown. You know, it did set up a touchdown. So, you know, it didn't come back to be a factor at all.
And it almost did because, remember, they failed on a 3rd and 3, and it was a pass interference.
Yeah, pass interference. Right, exactly. Which I wasn't quite sure about that one either, to be very honest with you. But, you know, whatever. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, look, I tell you, how about this, too? The two-point conversion plays by Doug Peterson, I mean, could they be any worse? And the one of them was from the 1 yard line.
I know.
They got a penalty to get it from the 1 yard line.
Yeah, and Blake Martinez made a hell of a play. They called a keeper with Carson Wentz,
and he
stuffed them. And then they tried Jalen Hurts on the next two-point conversion try.
That's right. Right. He didn't do much. He maybe had 5 or 6 snaps. Hurts in the game.
Yep.
Not much from him.
Giants were prepared for it.
Yeah.
They snuffed it out.
Yep.
When Jalen was out there, they had an idea what was coming. But no matter how you cut this, this was an absolutely brutal loss. And to me, the play that's going to stick in my head when I think back about this game, because this is one of those games that's going to stick with you if you're a Giant fan. You're going to remember this one.
There's no doubt.
To me, it's going to be the football off of the hands of an Evan Ingram, which would have sealed this
football game for the Giants. Game was over. That's it. Game over. Good night. See you. Great win. And he dropped the ball. And he's been, Evan Ingram's been a massive disappointment. I mean, we've heard for years, let's be honest about it, We've heard for years about this guy, what a big playmaker he should be. Should be one of the top tight ends in the NFL. He's had injury problems, which have certainly set him back. But, you know, stuff like that, you got to make that play. Remember he had that play, too, where he tried to hurdle? I forget who he did. He tried to hurdle a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had no shot, by the way. The guy's standing up. I think it was LeBlanc. Yeah. He has no shot because the guy's standing up. It wasn't like he was down. That's a good way to get yourself killed. And he wasn't even close to the first down.
No, he was 4 yards short. He was like 5 yards short.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
There are a lot of bad things can come from a play like that. You mentioned getting seriously hurt and B, turning the ball over.
No question.
That also is very possible when you try to play like that.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.